The latest job numbers provide a snapshot of an economy struggling to recover from the worst downturn since the Great Depression. The White House acknowledges there are likely to be more bumps along the way, but President Barack Obama says last month's figures show the economy is improving.
July job numbers reflect in part expected losses related to the census winding down. But the fact is we've now added private sector jobs every month this year instead of losing them as we did for the first 7 months of last year. And that's a good sign.
Although private sector employment grew last month, Bureau of Labor Statistics Commissioner Keith Hall says the national unemployment rate remains unchanged at 9.5%.
There has been private sector job growth, but it has not been strong yet.
Analysts expect the jobless rate to remain near double digits for the rest of the year. But David Ressler, chief economist for Nomura Securities, predicts the rate will drop slightly when extended unemployment benefits run out in November.
Many of those people who are receiving extended benefits will simply leave the labor market, and since they're already unemployed, that reduces the unemployment rate, but it doesn't change the overall job picture.
For some, leaving the job market is not an option. Erica Smith, a single mother, has been without steady employment for 2 years. She's an electrical engineer, but she relies now on Medicaid, food stamps, and temporary work to make ends meet. Every day, she visits the Virginia Employment Commission looking for work.
You have to keep getting on the computer every single day, going to temp services, anyone that can give you that edge.
Others are learning just how difficult finding a job can be. Laura, a former school principal who was recently laid off, did not want to be identified. She says she's never been unemployed and was not prepared for the sudden change.
It's kind of scary out there. The world is changing, and so I don't know if my skills and the skills that I've learned over the years would be better utilized someplace else. I'm kind of in that soul searching, what do I want to be when I grow up kind of situation right now.
Laura says she's received good advice from employment counselors, but says for a 50-something professional, she may have to train in a new field if she wants to get hired.
And it's a life experience I could have preferred to live without.
Many are learning the same lessons in a tough economy. More than 8 million jobs have been lost since December 2007 when the recession began. But so far, private employers have added fewer than 600,000 new jobs this year. Millar Sega, VOA News.